Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Hurry Up Podcast. I'm your host, Ayush Gupta, and I'll be on my own today. In this episode, I'll be breaking down a debate that was recently featured on ESPN's Get Up. Is it harder to win an NBA championship or a Super Bowl? And just for fun, I'll expand the conversation to the MLB, NHL, and English Premier League soccer. So first, before we get into the conversation, I want to define what it means, or what I think it means, for a championship to be harder to win. I don't think that something being harder to win is necessarily just about the on-field or the format of the league or the way it's set up, which I'll get into. I think it also has to do with how hard is it to build a competitive team, because in different sports, and especially the ones I mentioned, the playing field is definitely more level in, say, the NFL or NHL as compared to some of the other sports. And kind of part of that is how much does getting a star player, like how easy is it to get a star player, and how much does that star player impact the on-field product? Because, again, in some of these sports, it's much more team-based and one player is not going to make that much of an impact. But in others, having one really good star player could really put you over the top, which makes it easier to win. It's easier if you only have to get one player. And then also, for a championship to be harder to win, when the team is built, it means that there's less of a guarantee that you're going to win your championship, not because you're less talented than your counterparts in the other sports, but because of factors like luck and sample size working against you, making it so that it's harder for your team's skill to really show up in the standings and in the playoffs. So I want to go through each of the sports formats and why I think it's relatively easier or harder to win a championship in that sport. And I'll talk about a number of factors, including team building, the length of the season, the number of teams that make the playoffs, the luck and skill involved in the sport, the number of scoring chances per game, which I'll talk about why that's important, number of players per team, and how much individual star players can impact the game. And I'll talk about things like the 10 most recent champions in each sport to sort of back my point. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is luck and skill, because luck is sort of subjective. But there was this guy named Michael Mobusson, I think that's how you pronounce it, and he wrote a book called The Success Equation. And in that book, he used statistical analysis to determine which sports take the most skill, or not take the most skill, have skill show up the most in the standings and in the playoffs. He only used the regular season, so standings, but which sports have skill show up more in the standings and which involve the most luck based on the sport itself and the length of the season. So kind of in other words, how much of a season standings can be explained by luck versus skill, and how well each sport measures skill. And in the end, he had a spectrum, and he ranked these five leagues. And one of the main points was, in some leagues, you have to fight off luck much more than other leagues, which makes it harder to win. And that's kind of my definition of it. Some people might have other definitions of what it means for it to be harder to win a championship. But in my opinion, if there's a lot more that's out of your control when you have to go to win a championship, then it is inherently harder. But the difference between my ranking and his is based on the regular season. And I'm going to include the playoffs too, which definitely does make a difference. Although the Premier League does not have the playoffs. If any of you guys are unfamiliar, I'll talk about it when I go through it. But I'll talk about that format when I go through the Prem. But his ranking, from the most skill-based to the most luck-based in the regular seasons, are as following. First was NBA. The second was the English Premier League. The third was the MLB. Fourth being the NFL. And the fifth being the NHL. And on the skill-based side, he also had things like chess and tennis and swimming and running. And on the luck-based side, he had things like roulette and casino games, which are extremely luck-based. You don't really have to have much skill. There's no skill that shows up in those. So I'll go through each of the sports in the order that he had them, and I'll talk about why I like how hard I think it is to win a championship in that sport. So the first sport that he mentioned was the NBA. In the NBA, team building is sort of balanced, I would say, because there is a salary cap. It's not like the big market teams can necessarily just buy all of the good players. But the difference is because one individual or two individual star players can impact the game to such a level, I think that it makes team building a lot easier. It does depend what team you are. Like if you're someone like, I don't know, Utah or Oklahoma City. And these are teams that have built good teams in the past. They've had competitive seasons. It's just, it's not as easy as being the LA Lakers or New York's not a good example, but I think the Lakers are a great example because they're a team that can literally just, or Miami, I think, would be another good example. They can just sign someone like LeBron and go from nobodies to in two seasons after getting AD because of the LeBron factor, winning a championship. And it's more than just how much they impact the game. Because of the NBA's dynamic of if you have a star player, you can attract so many other people too. It makes it easier in that way because then once you get one guy, then everyone else wants to play with you as well. But if you can build through free agency like that, get one guy and trade for another star guy, and immediately you're a nobody, you go from a nobody team to the best team in the league, I think that means that team building is easier, which also means that winning a championship is easier relatively. The season is 82 games long, which is in the five sports that I'm going to be talking about, it's on the longer side, tied with the NHL, of course. But because it's because of the format of the playoffs, it ends up not mattering as much in my opinion. Because of the expanded playoffs, and I'm going to include the play-ins because I think that does count as playoff games. There's 10 teams from each conference that makes the playoffs. So 20 out of the 30 NBA teams make the playoffs, which is insane. It's too much. Two-thirds of each team make the playoffs. There will be definitely every single year teams with losing records who make the playoffs. While sports like the NFL, having a losing team make the playoffs is like once in or twice every 10 years. It's pretty rare. Because of that, even though the season's 82 games long, each individual game doesn't necessarily add up to that much. And players can really sit out the whole season and not really be penalized much for it. Not the whole season, but they can sit out good chunks as if their team is good enough and still make the playoffs and will still be able to make a deep run. I think the Lakers will have to show us whether that's true or not, but I'm betting that they'll make a deep run even though they're the seventh seed, which kind of shows that it doesn't really matter where you finish as long as you make the playoffs in the NBA, which kind of devalues regular season in my opinion. But also it means that, I don't know if it would mean that it's easy. I'd say it means that it's easier because if there's more teams that make the playoffs and the regular season doesn't really matter and you're a decent enough team, it's also easier to just be in competition for a championship. So the top teams don't really have to try at all and they're just there. And then on the luck skill meter, the NBA is ranked as having the most skill involved, or the skill shows up the most in the standings, which I think also translates to the playoffs, which means that having which was the second part of the definition of harder to win that I had. Once you build a competitive team, it's more of a guarantee that you're going to, in the NBA, it's more of a guarantee that you'll win your championship than in other sports because there's more skill involved in the outcome, which means that it's easier to, not only easier to predict, but also easier that once you've built a team to win that championship. Another thing is because of the playoff format, it being best of seven series for four series, that also increases the chances of a team winning a playoff round much more significantly. I did the math on the difference between like a one game playoff and a seven game series. Let me just pull that up. So like, say if one team has a 60% chance of winning any given game against another team, in a one game playoff, they would obviously have a 60% chance of moving on. But in a seven game series, that chance increases to 71% based on, if you do out the statistics of like 0.6, 7.6, 7.6, 7.6 for the sweep, and then doing all the different combinations for winning in five, winning in six, winning in seven, you get 71% chance to advance, which is a decent increase. But the one that's really drastic is if a team has a 75% chance of winning one game or moving on, they have a 92.9% chance of winning a seven-game series based on that same statistical process, which is insane. And it means that it's much easier for those good teams to win the playoffs. What I will say is, if you think that a championship being harder to win means that it's harder for an underdog to win, then I'll entertain that. I think that's valid in the NBA. I think it's the hardest sport for an underdog to win, maybe outside of the Prem, probably outside of the Prem. But I still think that based on my definition, at least, the NBA is one of the easier sports to win a championship. Also, the last thing I want to talk about for the NBA is there's a lot of scoring chances per game. And Michael Mobison, he talked in his book, he also talked about scoring chances per game being another type of sample size. And because there's so many, and the sample size is much higher, that means the better teams end up winning much more because of that. So another reason why skill plays into the outcome of a game and also makes it easier for a good NBA team to win a championship. The next sport that I'll talk about is the Prem. And it's a little bit more, it's different because, again, it's not an American sport and it doesn't have playoffs. In soccer, what they have is the Champions League, which is it's a different league. But if you finish top four in the Premier League, you get to take part in the Champions League, which is all the best teams in Europe from all the different countries. But because I wanted to talk about the Prem because he also analyzed the Prem in his book. No playoffs, and it's 20 teams, 38 regular season games. I mean, and it's only the regular season, so 38 games, 19 home, 19 away. You play each team twice in the league. And because of that, just right there off the bat, there's so much less luck involved because you have to, it's over a 38 game sample size and that's your champion. And the NBA, like, yes, it's an 82 game sample size to make it to the playoffs, but because it's so easy, those 82 games really don't matter. And then it's 16 games, which is smaller. Although because of all the factors I mentioned before, it still doesn't matter. The good teams end up winning a lot of the time. Oh, I actually did forget. Let me pull up the list of NBA champions real quick. Just to prove my point. So 2020, Lakers beat the Heat, which was a bit of a difference from previous years, but it was still LeBron there. And then there's 2019 where the Warriors beat the Raptors. And then 2015 to 2018, every single finals is Warriors-Cavs, which kind of shows, like, right, that the good players are all there for that period of time, and there's no turnover because it's so hard to beat those teams, especially in a seven-game series. So, yeah, they stay there. And the Warriors, especially, were in the finals for five straight years. And LeBron, which also proves my point, because LeBron was, I think, definitely the best player in the league over that stretch from 2010 to 2020. He made the finals, I believe, every single year. And if you want to count 2010, he did not make it in 2010. And he did not make it in 2019. He made it in 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, every single year except for 2019 and 2010, he made the finals, which just goes to show. But yeah, so you have Lakers, Raptors, Warriors, Cavs, Warriors, Spurs, which I think are kind of an outlier because the way they're built is a little bit different, but they did win five championships over, I believe, a 20-year span. So, yeah. And the Heat won two before that, which was actually pretty common. Another thing that I should have brought up is that there's a lot of repeats in basketball because when the players stay together, it's just hard to beat them. So Warriors repeated from 17 to 18. The Miami Heat did in 2012 and 2013. And then if you want to go back to 2009, the Lakers did in 2009 to 2010, which is very different from some other sports. But in the Prem, because it's just a regular season, if you want to call it that, the sample size is huge, and therefore the better teams are usually at the top. Also, the way that team building works, there is no salary cap, which makes it so much easier for the better teams to get a better team, the better clubs to build a better team, because they can essentially buy the best players. Although a lot of the best players end up, it's usually about youth development a lot in soccer, because they have these youth programs that they get kids from when they're like 10 years old. If you have that much more money, you can build a better system to scout those players as well. So these teams end up getting the better players. And then it's also different because depending on where you finish in your league, you get a different amount of prize money, which is a lot. And it's a big part of their budget. And so the better teams end up getting more money, they get better players, and over time they progressively get even better. So the gap between the best teams and the worst teams is increasing over time, at least in my opinion. And because of that, there's really not that much turnover at the top. And for the good teams, it's really easy to win the Prem. Obviously all of these are really hard to win, but the Premier League, out of all of these, is like extremely different. The turnover between champions is ridiculously low. I'll read over that list right now. So last year, or this year, it's I think Man City already clinched it. Before that, it was Liverpool, and then Man City, Chelsea in 2016-17. The outlier being Leicester City, which was a huge upset in 2015-16. But that was really the only one in the last maybe 20 years since like 94-95 Blackburn Rovers. Manchester City, Chelsea in 16-17, Leicester City in 2015-16, Chelsea in 14-15, Manchester City in 13-14, United in 2012-2013, City in 2011-2012, Manchester United in 2010-2011, and Chelsea in 2009-2010. So over that period of 10 years, you had Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool, and then Leicester City. So since 2009-2010, there have been five different champions. And if you want to go all the way back to 1995 to 1996, you add in Arsenal to that list, and that's it. It's been the same champions between those six teams over that period of time, which is absolutely insane. And definitely the reason why I think it's the easiest sport to win a championship as a good team, and it's the easiest sport to build a good team. Although I'm not the biggest soccer fan, I might be completely wrong, based on those facts, based on the way that the pay structure works, based on the team building aspect, and based on the list of champions and the sample size, I just think it's definitely got to be the easiest to win out of all of them. And no playoffs, which means that the reason we like the playoffs is because there's so much variance and so much luck involved. Like, you don't really know what's going to happen in most of the sports, maybe outside of the NBA. There's no playoffs in the Prem, which means that although there isn't as much luck or that unknown factor going on, although there is still some, you know that the winner of the league is almost definitely the best team in that year, which is also a good thing. It just depends on what you want in a league that you watch. But in soccer, I don't think that one player necessarily impacts the game that much. Just having one really good star player, they can impact it a lot, more than in other sports like the MLB, but not as much as the NBA. But again, because of the team building, it makes it so much easier for the better teams to stay good and win Premier League trophies. I'm going to move on to the MLB now, which is interesting because even though they don't have a salary cap as well, so teams like the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox can win as much as they I mean, they can buy all the good players. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be the best, especially in recent history. The Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. And although the Red Sox have won four World Series trophies since 2004, they haven't been necessarily that good in the years in between. And if you look at last year, like even though the Dodgers won, the Tampa Bay Rays, who have a really small payroll, made the World Series. And baseball is one of those sports where one player absolutely does not impact the game that much. Like, yes, it really helps to have a Mike Trout or a Mookie Betts. It's just having just that guy is not going to even bring you into the playoffs. I don't know how many times Mike Trout's made the playoffs, but I think you can definitely count it on one hand. And Mike Trout is a guy that some people consider to be one of the best of all time, which goes to show how hard team building is in baseball. Even with the teams with big payrolls, like if you make a mistake paying a guy a lot of money, you kind of get screwed for that, and you go through a couple years of reset. Also, 162 game season, which I think matters a little bit more because only 10 teams make the playoffs in baseball, one third of the teams, which makes the regular season that much more valuable. And the 162 game season, definitely huge sample size, so the better teams do end up making the playoffs, which makes it a little bit easier. But because it's only five teams per league, because that's what they call it, or conference, if that's kind of that idea, it definitely is harder to make the playoffs, much harder to make it, even for the good teams. But the sample size does help. But definitely, again, bringing up the point of each individual player does not make that much of an impact because you have a batting order of nine players, and the best player can't bat each and every single time. So because they only have 1/9 of the impact on the batting output, whereas in like the NBA, you can have LeBron take the ball as many times as you want and essentially go up to bat every single time. It's just a different way that the star players impact the game, and therefore it makes it harder than the NBA to win a championship. But the sample size definitely makes it a little bit easier than in some of the other sports. Let me go through the list of champions too, just to show what that's like. So yeah, the Dodgers won for the first time in a long time, even though they're one of the most valuable franchises. I don't think they've won a championship since 88. Yeah, since 1988, they won their first one in 2020 against the Tampa Bay Rays. And then before that, it was the Washington Nationals, also not a huge team, even though they're from D.C., not really that much of a successful baseball franchise. Before that, the Red Sox, Astros. Well, we can put an asterisk on that one. 2016, the Cubs won for the first time in forever, even though, again, from Chicago. So I guess this does prove my point. Like, the big team, Chicago and Los Angeles, even though they're huge, like, franchise net worth-wise, they don't necessarily win the championships that often. Kansas City won in 2015. And then it was San Francisco winning 3 out of 5 in 2010, 2012, and 2014. Red Sox winning in 2013. And St. Louis, which is actually one of the most successful baseball franchises in all of the MLB's history, winning in 2011. So it's pretty mixed. Although you have like the Red Sox showing up twice and the Giants showing up three times, it's pretty, it rotates a lot. And I think that's very telling. And based on what I went through, I think it makes sense. So two more sports to go. NFL. NFL is interesting. It's got a salary cap, but because its season is so short, it's so much shorter than all of them, it brings in that luck factor a lot. But as a sport, generally, because of the way the playoffs are, and now because there's seven teams, only the first seed gets a bye, it makes it a lot easier for the top teams to make a run. So yes, in that way it is easier, but the main difference between football and the rest of these sports is the single elimination. I already talked about earlier, I'll bring it up again. So if a team in football has a 75% chance of winning a single game, they'll have a 75% chance of advancing, which is cool. While in the NBA or in the NHL or MLB, that team would have a 92.9% chance of advancing. It's much harder because you can't make a mistake. If you have one bad game, you're done. You got to win. You got to go undefeated in the playoffs to win your championship, which makes it really hard. But it also allows for underdogs to make runs as well. Like, you have teams like the 2010 Packers, who are the sixth seed, make a run. The 2017 Eagles, even though they were the one seed, their star quarterback Carson Wentz went down, but Nick Foles still pulls out three wins and is able to win the championship. So because that adds more of a luck aspect as well, I feel like the NFL is one of the harder sports to win a championship. Also, with the team building, yes, the quarterback makes a huge impact on the game, and that's one position where you can definitely, like, they touch the ball on every single offensive possession. So, yes, and that's probably the most valuable position in all of sports. Every other individual player doesn't necessarily have that big of an impact on a team. Also, with the draft, the draft exists in the NBA and MLB as well. But with the draft, it's just a little bit different because of how many more valuable picks there are. It's so much easier for a bad team to pick a good player. Well, it's not easier, but like they have more opportunities to do so, which sort of makes it easier to build a good team. But also, it's harder to keep a good team good because you have late picks in the draft, and you can't. And all of your free agents tend to leave because you have to end up paying certain guys. And then you can't afford others. Whereas in the NBA with max contracts, you can keep your good players forever if they want to stay or if they want to leave, which ends up happening all the time, then they just leave. But that's not because of the team building aspect. That's just because of NBA culture as a whole. It just kind of changing teams every other contract. But based on the actual rules or the bones of the sport, the structure of the sport, the NFL makes it pretty hard to win a championship and definitely repeat as champions. So I'll read this list as well. The last repeat champion in the Super Bowl was the Patriots in 2003 to 2004, which is absolutely insane. And the World Series is kind of like that too. Let me see when the last repeat champion was. Well, and if you go back in history with the World Series, a lot of Yankees trophies in a row. And in the NBA, a lot of Celtics trophies in a row. But let me see. Dodgers, Nationals. There were none in the 2010s. It was the Yankees, 1999, 2000. So, again, pretty hard to win that one because of the luck aspect involved. Super Bowl is the same way. The best dynasty of all time in the New England Patriots only won three championships this past decade, which, if they were in the NBA, I would assume they would win probably like 5 to 6 championships based on the way they dominated the decade. But them only winning three championships in the decade is still insane for the way the sport is set up. While in the NBA, the Warriors winning three championships is crazy. It's just not as impressive when they could literally, they just signed Kevin Durant and can win back to back just like that. So past 10 champions, you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kansas City Chiefs, Patriots, Eagles, Patriots, Broncos, Patriots, Seahawks, Ravens, Giants, Packers, Saints. So outside of the Patriots, I don't think any team won two championships in the 2010s. I may be wrong. I know I am not wrong. No team won two championships in the 2010s. If you go back to 2007, then the Giants won two. But it's hard. It's really hard to go back, which is why the Patriots dynasty is very impressive, even though they still only won three championships in the 2010s. And then the NHL is also pretty interesting because even though it has the same number of games as the NBA, Michael Mobison talked about this as well. The lack of scoring chances per game means that the sample size in each game, if you want to call it that, is much lower for each team, and therefore skill does not always come out in the outcome of each game as much as it does in the NBA. Also, each individual star player in the NHL does not impact the game as much as the NBA, because in the NHL, players have to make substitutions pretty frequently, and the best players only stay in the game probably like 25 to 30 minutes out of 60, whereas in the NBA, most of the game, your star player is going to be in, especially when it matters. So it's harder for your good players to make as much of an impact as well, which makes it harder to win the championship. There's a salary cap, which also makes it harder. The length of season, 82 games. Again, it's similar to the NBA. 16 out of 30 teams make the playoffs, which is quite a lot. I didn't even talk about that in the NFL. 14 out of 32 teams make the playoffs, which got easier because they expanded the playoffs. But it's still pretty hard because you have to either win your division or be one of the three best non-division winners. In the NHL, at least after this year, it's definitely a little bit easier than that, I would say. Even though there's only two more teams who make the playoffs and one fewer team in the, there's 31 teams in the NHL. It's still easier to make the playoffs. So even with the longer regular season, with the more skilled teams having more of a chance to prove themselves, the larger playoffs kind of makes it easier to make the playoffs. So that kind of counteracts that a little bit. But again, star players don't have as much of a chance to make an impact, and the sample size of shots per game is much lower, which means that there's a lot more luck involved in the outcome of a game. And that's why the NHL playoffs are considered to be so good, even for people who don't like hockey, is because there's so much variance, even with the 7-game series. And like I said, 7-game series typically makes a team more likely to win a championship, or to win that series and move on. But if you look at teams like the Tampa Bay Lightning of 2019, considered to be one of the best teams of all time, they get swept in the first round. Whereas the Warriors, even though they went 73-9 and didn't end up winning the championship, they still made it to Game 7 of the finals. The Tampa Bay Lightning did not win a single game in the playoffs. So it just goes to show how much variance there is. I'll go through the list of Stanley Cup champions to show that as well. So last year, the Tampa Bay Lightning, they made up for their miscue in 2019. The Blues won the championship the year before. Then the Capitals won. Penguins won back-to-back, which also typically does not happen that often. Blackhawks won in 2015, Kings in 2014, Blackhawks 2013, Kings in 2012, Bruins in 2011, and Blackhawks in 2010. So in the NHL in the past 10 years, there actually have been a lot of repeat champions, but the way that the league is set up, it's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily facilitate that. But I think, again, the long regular season and the 7-game series makes it so that the good teams do end up prevailing in the end, even though there are a lot of upsets. So let me go through my own ranking of difficulty, including the playoffs, from hardest to easiest. Or actually, I'll go from easiest to hardest because I think it's a little bit more obvious. And I'll preface this by saying it's all relative. Like, just because I'm saying it's easier, or I said it's easy, does not actually make it easy. Like, it's just easier relative to all the other sports. But each of these championships is so hard to win. It's really hard. And if it wasn't hard, then no one would watch, obviously. But there's definitely a difference in how hard it is to win a championship in one sport versus the other. So I'll start off with the easiest. I think it's definitely the Prem. Without playoffs, it takes away the luck aspect so much, which some people like. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of in sports, but you definitely get the most skilled team winning a championship each time, and it's really easy to build a skilled. It's relatively easier to build a skilled team. So Prem definitely takes the easiest. Then of the American sports, I think the NBA is the easiest of that, coming after the Prem. And it's a little bit harder than the Prem to win a championship, but it's definitely the easier of the four major sports in the U.S. because of the fact that one player can impact the game so much, easier to build a team, larger sample size in the playoffs, easier to make the playoffs. All of those factors make it easier than all the American sports, but harder than the Prem because it has the playoffs, which add a bit of luck, but not a ton. Next, I'd say is the MLB. Even though there's a lot of variance and it's harder to build a team because not every player does not impact the game as much as the other sports, I would actually say that a good player in the MLB impacts the game the least of all of these five sports. The huge sample size and the 7-game series makes it so that I would put the MLB here rather than the NHL, because even though the NHL has more luck involved in each individual game, it has a shorter season, half of the games, and it, what's it called? Like there's more upsets in the playoffs. It tends to be harder to consistently win finals, even though in the past 10 years, like it's shown, there have been a lot of repeat winners. I would be fine switching of anything on this list. I think the MLB and NHL are pretty close, but I would probably say that the MLB is a little bit easier to win than in the NHL, but I could definitely hear arguments for both sides. And then I think the NFL is definitely the hardest. One game playoffs, it's hard to keep your team together. The only guy who really impacts a team outcome that much is the quarterback, and it's really hard to get a good quarterback. Salary cap, all of that, all of those factors make it definitely the hardest, in my opinion, to win a championship. So, Kendrick Perkins, I respectfully think that you are incorrect on this one. NFL is definitely the hardest. I'll say my list one more time, from easiest to hardest to win a championship: English Premier League, NBA, MLB, NHL, and NFL. And yeah, unfortunately, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you guys for listening.